Welcome, everyone, to our Sunday blessing service here on January the 20th. Oh, my gosh, how this year is moving on. It's really kind of been an amazing winter here in North America. I know that some parts of the world have had a nice sunny winter, and then, of course, the other half is having a very nice summer. So the great thing about our call is it's never limited to the weather. We literally reach around the world, and the sun never sets on our blessing givers and certainly never sets on Christ's blessing, which is here always for everyone anytime you call upon it. I've even noticed that people check into the blessing calls, which I had recorded, really thinking it was the inspirational message I was primarily recording. But people write me and say that somehow the very energy of the blessing itself was also etched into the recording. They just relax and receive, and it's all there, which proves one thing. There is no time and space where Christ is concerned, where God is concerned, where the Holy Spirit is concerned. There really is no time and space. And whenever we choose to give our heart and our full being to receiving the blessings of Christ, of the Creator, or of the Holy Spirit, it happens. So we have a caller on from area code 701. You're on. Just speak up. You're on. Hello? Maybe you have to unmute your own telephone if you're trying. I unmuted you here. I can hear you rumbling around. Hello? Okay. Well, whoever it was decided not to talk. All right. Anyone else want to speak up? Just remember, here we go. Hi, Mara. Just a minute. Let me clear your line. You're on.
Well, you know, I don't have a question. I don't know if I hit a wrong button or what, because I don't know why 701 showed up, but that's my, you know, that's our area code here. And I kept waiting for someone else to say something. But I will say this, that I am very anxious and excited to hear about the new class, the attraction.
Oh, good. Field. I'm very excited to tell you about it also.
Good.
we're actually going to use it for the heart of our inspirational message today. And before we get into it, if there is anyone who has a blessing request or a comment about past blessings, now would be a good time to sign on, because I plan to spend about 10 or 15 minutes giving you a little preview of our webinar to come and the value of it and what it's all about, why we need it now, why we need to look at it. So I suppose I'll just build my way along that track right now, and if somebody wants to sign in the next few minutes, fine. Otherwise, if we have time at the end of my message, we'll take a call then. So thanks for just going ahead and calling that up, Mara. And I just really feel that from a lot of the questions that and the comments that I receive from people on our question hotline, and in general, questions I get from people who have counseling sessions and random comments that I get, I'm feeling that a lot of people are saying, well, I feel kind of worn out after all the work we did in 2012, and I'm wondering, where do we go from here? What do we do? And the word or the phrase that seems to be not working so well right now is, what do we do? And I really believe that there's been a whole change of program that we need to get used to. And the sooner we get used to, the more we will move back into active mode. Because there was a lot of doing and reorganizing in 2012. 2012 was a year of evaluation, reorganization, re-estimation, elimination, challenge, release, and just general letting go of baggage and trying to focus most on what works best, because we knew we were headed into a field of acceleration, a lot of accelerated change, and that was partly because of a tremendous flood of energy that was being poured into the planet from both Mother Nature and the cosmic impact of where our human evolution needs to go. We had a flood of energy pour over us in 2012, and so it behooved us to deal with it as best we could, and we each did in our own way, in different ways, and that's what led me to feel, under the guidance of Yeshua, that our primary theme in 2012 was to understand the many different levels of energy, because we obviously operate at many levels, from the mechanical energy that heats our home and drives our cars to the physiological energy that allows us to move our bodies around and through which we nourish ourselves, and then we move into social energy, how we build our relationships, and into emotional energy that's a direct result of our social engagements, and on up to mental energy, etheric energy, spiritual, and way beyond the spiritual into something I would call an inspirational energy. It's where we really tune in to how our will works with the will of God, hopefully above all, but also with the will of nature and the will of where things are going, so that we're really tuned in on a high inspirational level to the what's now, the what's happening now. That people who are really tuned in on that level are the ones who generally come up with the everything from the next trend in thinking to the next innovation to the next pop song or hit novel or hit movie, because they're really, really tuned into this creative, inspirational level. They know, they have a sense for where this energy is, and they know how to set sail on that flow of energy. And so we covered all these different levels of energy in 2012, hoping that that somewhere in this knowledge you would be benefited in whatever adventures, resolutions, goals, hopes, or changes you needed to make. And by the way, I noticed that two of the courses, the webinars we offered last year, were not somehow never made it back into the archived public arena. I am opening those up for permanent archive today, so that if you missed any of those, I would highly recommend that you do. There has probably never been a more complete collection of our spirituality and how it relates to the different levels of energy available in our universe, from which our universe was created and life was created. And it's an incredible library of Yeshua's teachings, and hopefully my wise and sometimes humorous interpretation of them, at least my application of them into the human realm. And lots of really great exercises to help you understand on a very real and practical level how all of this works. Now, that being said, today we are launching our webinar, our first webinar for 2012, and it's going to take a slightly different tone, and we're going to have a relatively short lead time into this seminar, because we need to get started. I felt that I needed to get everyone, including myself, a full rest period after Christmas, so I pushed it as long as I could, because I know we needed to kind of hibernate, just be with ourselves, be who we were, and percolate with our new thoughts and ideas. But I don't want it to all become stagnant, so we're going to get started. And our next webinar will start on the 9th of February. That's a Sunday. And it will be for the next 4 weeks. It'll be the 9th of February. The 10th of February. I was confusing Saturday and Sunday. It will start at on the 10th of February, which is Sunday, about an hour after our blessing call. And then it will go through the 3rd of March, each Sunday for four weeks, 10th of February through the 3rd of March. That'll all be in the email that you will receive later this week. So now, it will be the same price as all of our other blessing courses. So no surprises there. Not our blessing courses, I'm sorry. There is no charge for our blessing, although we do greatly appreciate your contributions because there really are unseen costs that just maintaining and keeping up the facility and our webmaster and all the other things that go into keeping the wheels turning. So we do appreciate your free love contributions when you feel called to make them and when you feel a little overflowing with gratitude for what you receive. But there is no charge and never will be. This is always free to the world. And so we want you to freely encourage your friends and family to partake of this. Before I get into the subject of what I was going to discuss, I see that Bishop Dale is on the line. So, Dale, I thought I'd just open the line in case you've got something urgent to comment.
Oh, nothing urgent. I just, in the course of your talking about energy, I had a dream a few nights ago I thought was pretty good timing for this. And in the dream, many people are together wanting to open up and their energy flow and for information, for help, for understanding things on a higher level. And basically, we all had to first take off all of our energy layers and lay them out on the ground in the sunshine, including our ego, to be kind of cleared like a crystal, if you know the methodology and the idea, and just let the sunshine do its work to you know, clear out those blockages and negative energies or any kind of hang-ups, unforgiven dark spots or things that didn't work anymore. And once when we were down, and I'll say this as I got it, stripped down to our bare humanity, it was actually very liberating because, and it was totally non-sexual, but it was like, you had nothing to hide and no way to hide. And so it was a total group acceptance of everybody on the bare humanity level. And then from there, you could rebuild all the, or put back on all the layers of energy to your subtle bodies, which people on this call may or may not have a great knowledge of, but we have many, and be fully functioning. So Your webinar coming up on energy, I think it's important to understand that.
Well, you know, what you said is just a perfect description of what I feel that many people have been doing since about the time of Christmas, the solstice, New Year's, after the big push through the great influx of energy of 2012. I think that people are just wanting to take off all these layers of energy that they have put so much effort into that in some ways may have been exhausting, confusing, and over-laboring. And I think there's been a lot of cocooning going on, just laying back in the sun, letting our hanging up our clothes and letting them dry out, so to speak. And so we're at a place where actually our consciousness needs to change gears a little bit, and we move into a different way of moving forward in this year. I think I mentioned on one of our calls recently that I really felt this was a year of recovery, not necessarily the full moment when we're going to say, yes, spring is here, we're ready to move forward. We're still in winter. But the interesting thing about winter that I learned from the years I owned a vineyard is that winter is really not a dormant season. It's when the real growth, the real formation of the whole next year is happening. Winter is actually the season when the sap goes down to the roots. And in order for that to happen, the vines have to lose their leaves because they can't support the leaves. They don't want any competition supporting leaves that can't bear fruit and doing the real work they need to do, which is at the root level. This is when all of the energy of the vine goes back underground and begins to do its work. This is when all the growth of the roots happen. And if the roots don't grow, and if the roots aren't healthy in the winter, it will limit the health of the vine when it comes out in spring. And so I feel that right now is that potent winter season where we have harvested the fruit. We've moved through the great pruning of the autumn. We pruned off a lot in 2012. Now is a time to be in the winter, but not see it as dormant. It only looks dormant from the top of the earth side, where nothing visible is shooting up yet. And we could actually become a little bit depressed, like a lot of people do in winter. There's literally a form of depression that occurs when all we see are gray skies, no sun, perpetual rain or snow, and we get cabin fever. But more than cabin fever, there's actually a form of depression that occurs then. And I think it's because we have a perception that nothing is happening. Well, there's a lot happening right now, but it's happening on the level of your being. Okay. Now, from the level of your being, there is a huge power from which everything else is created. Nothing was created from nothing. And let's put it this way. Everything was created from a not nothing that was not nothing. It was a potency of being. It was the being, the life being of God the Creator, from which everything was created. And the body of God were the adamantine particles that formed the great attractor fields, which then drew together into greater and greater patterns of organization through expanding communication. The whole basis for the galaxies and even the universes, and yes, plural universes. We know now that not only are there many galaxies, there are many universes, and they all have one thing in common. They have a core of light. Actually, at the center of that is what we used to be very frightened about as a black hole, but we now know that that black hole is the most potent point in any field of organization because it's the gateway into the quantum field. And so from that black hole and a field of light, and that field of light is golden, and from the golden field of light, then all manner of other organizations of possibility have extended out and spiral around, creating this magnificent attraction, field of attraction. And the one thing that all of these formations have in common is the attractor field. That's why I chose to use the word attractor field, because you have one as well, as does all of humanity, as does the earth, as do parts of the earth, as do every energy conglomeration of the earth. There is an attractor field within it. And at the center of each attractor field is a level of being. you could say, what is the real character of a nation? We look around the earth and we see, you know, every nation, every people, every group of people within our nation in the United States, we have so many groups of people. There's a character there. And every character, level of character is interesting. And sometimes we travel to a place we've never been to before, and we feel right at home because it resonates with our character. And we know that the being we are attracted us to that being. Actually, all the basic attraction in this universe is being to being. It's being to being. Now, I know that you've studied The Secret and the Law of Attraction, and you've probably practiced affirmations for years, and you know that these things can work, but they don't always work. And you may have wondered, well, why is it they do work sometimes, and sometimes they don't? Well, it's because sometimes when you make an affirmation, you're actually making that affirmation from the real state of being that you are. And sometimes you're creating a state of being you'd like to be but aren't. That's when it doesn't work. Sometimes you're wanting to attract something, and you attract at times even the opposite of what you're trying to attract, because you're using thoughts that are being generated from, well, I really need this. This is what I need and want because I don't have it. Well, where's the state of being? The state of being is I don't have it. And no matter what thought you put out, I don't have it will trump I want it. The most powerful attraction is who you are. I constantly encounter in counseling sessions and comments and questions people saying, you know, I give so much love and I just don't feel loved. And so we'll get into the details of that, and I'll say, well, tell me about it. I'll just make up a name here. I'll say, you know, George, tell me about how you don't feel loved. Well, you know, it's my kids. You know, my wife's a good wife, and she does all the things that a wife should do, and she backs me up on things, but we just don't have that honeymoon feeling anymore. And I like my job, but I don't love my job, and I do good work, and I get my paycheck, but I don't feel loved for the work I do. And I think a lot of you can relate to this, at least in some part of your life. So we'll report to somebody, you know, overall it's good, but I just don't feel the love, and I want to feel the love. And so I said, what do you mean that love is who I am? And I said, okay, well, first of all, let's look at this love you think you don't feel. You know, you probably couldn't even exist if you weren't loved. And George will say, well, you know, I know that. And I said, you wouldn't have food to put on your table if you weren't loved. Nobody would prepare it. Nobody would share it with you if you weren't loved. I said, really, what we're talking about is you're not feeling it, right? Okay. Well, George, what does love look like to you? And so he'll give me a description of what love looks like to him. And he said, you know, well, that's what I'm not feeling. It's just not there the way. It doesn't make my toes curl, and it doesn't, you know, warm my heart. It doesn't give me goosebumps. It doesn't give me satisfaction. Like, I used to just love golf, and now I just do it because it feels good. But I'm too tired to love it, and it doesn't seem to love me back. I don't get that wonderful, exhilarated feeling when I come home. And so I'll say, okay, well, George, what, you know, let's agree here, you are being loved. You're just not feeling it the way you want to feel it. So what are you showing to the golf course? Are you going out to the golf course excited and exhilarated like you did as a young man? Are you coming home to your wife excited and exhilarated to see her like you did when you were first married? Well, no. I said, okay, now let's just look at that again. What are you showing her? Well, I'm showing her the dutiful husband who's gone out to make a living, and I come home, and I'm tired. Oh, okay, so that's what you're showing her. Well, do you think maybe she might just be responding to your state of being and giving you the dutiful wife who's prepared your meal and then sits beside you to watch the movie? And I said, you know, George, inside of every role we play, there's a being. Well, yeah. And I said, in this case, that being is the husband. On the golf course right now, that being is the buddy who just goes out with your buddies to play golf, but it's not the fun it used to be. Inside your job, it's the man who shows up and does his job and does his duty, but you don't have that sense of growth and engagement and future. Yeah, I don't. So I said, what are you not showing to life, George? Well, I guess I'm not showing to life this being that's excited about life. Oh, I see. So, in other words, you're expecting life to love someone that's not showing up. Oh, I got it. Well, you see, that's just an anecdote to describe a little bit about where we're going. Inside each one of you are many, many levels of being. There's you, the physical being, who has physical needs, and you're probably not fully in tune with that. You're probably not really asking your body what it wants. Most people aren't. Most people are just using their body like a workhorse right now, and a worn-out workhorse at that. Then there's the person who plays the various roles, and you show up with those identities. And you know what? Some of those identities that used to be authentic may not even be authentic anymore. You may have outgrown some of them, but you're still playing through them like a ghost. And you're wondering why the love coming back to you feels dead and ghostly. And then there's the being that's playing a real role, and there's somewhat satisfaction. But the question is, are you showing to anybody, God included, the being you really are? And you're feeling sorry for you that you're not receiving, attracting back the love you want from that. Now, it's not just love, it's everything. It's everything. We could want this new place to live, but we're projecting into that new place all the habits of living in Wisconsin. Let's say we want to live in Florida, but all the habits we're projecting in life, all the attitudes, are about living in Wisconsin. So we just get more of Wisconsin. It doesn't matter what your thoughts. You know, your thoughts really are only a tool. They're not who you are. Love is who you are, and we really need to look at that in terms of how that defines your being and how that calls forth the very things you're attracting. And you might say, you know, I've just been attracting all this bad stuff. Does that mean I'm a bad person? No, not at all. But it may mean you're not managing who you are, and you're attracting things that don't apply to you anymore or don't apply to you at all. You may not have learned the correct approach to empathy, which is I feel with another person, but I don't have to take on their identity. There are many, many pathways to managing the levels of our being, and the first step is to really look at what they are. Do some clear and well-guided homework on who are you really at this point in your life, from all the roles you play to all the levels of being you hold, from physical to emotional to spiritual to citizen of humanity, all the roles you play, how you're showing up in life, and who is this person who's not getting what you want because you're not even showing the world who you are? Big mystery, huh? Well, okay, now has come the time This is the beginning of the new world, the world that comes to you because you have the courage to show it who you really are. And that's the beginning of the new world. And I hope you can see that is the absolute necessary shifting of gears from where we were in 2012 to 2013. And it works perfectly with the cocooning you've been doing and with your reluctance to plunge in and take action until you know what to do. I mean, most people are in a semi-frozen, stagnant state right now. Well, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what's next. Okay, here's what's next. What's next is you. You. You on every level. Honoring your roles, honoring your physical presence, your emotional, honoring your goals. Learning how to formulate your goals, not as doing or even getting and having, but what will nourish you? What will give you success that means something to you? Have any of you ever experienced success that was not fulfilling? Well, that's because it was success that your role earned. It was success that your project earned, that your efforts earned, and you didn't even show yourself into the project. And so at the end of it, you feel, well, I did all this, and, you know, I feel like I've got to go do something else now because I don't feel rewarded. This is an every person experience. Not just you. I don't know of a single person that hasn't had that kind of experience at least once in their life. And it's important to have that experience at least once so that you really understand the importance of being you in order to obtain rewards that will give you what you want. And not just more material goods. Not just more projects, not just more external satisfaction or something you did good in the world that you're glad you did, but now you've got to go do something for yourself. How many times have you gone out to do something good and then you had to go do something else good for yourself? Well, okay, those days have got to be over. We can't divide ourselves like that. We've got to attract to our life the things that we do well, that we love and serve for the world, that fulfill ourselves at the same time. Now, that is the ultimate practice of what Yeshua talked about as compression, not multitasking. That's the difference between multitasking and compression. Is multitasking is doing a lot of different things quickly, all in the same unit of time, and usually wearing ourselves out. True compression is making one act count for many rewards. And the only way we can do that is to get closer and closer to the being we are. Or, you might say also, the appropriate being for the goal we're applying to life, such as maybe a better diet, being better in tune with our physical body, and so on. And so we're going to build the courses, at least in the first part of this year, so far as I have had prophetic revelation on these principles of we have to do our life in a mutually fulfilling way, and that can only be done by first clarifying and then honoring the levels of being we are. And knowing about these magnificent attractor fields that are here all around us, waiting to nourish us. But they're only going to nourish the being we give it, not the doing we give it, not even the thoughts we give it. Like I said, accidentally, affirmation and attraction-oriented thoughts do work because they connect with our being at times. So many times they don't, and they just don't work for that reason. So you're going to get to what does work in this webinar. So I look forward to having all of you, and I want to remind you there's only room in our webinar for 100 people live. Now, we can archive it later on, but it's so valuable to do it live because you have the energy of other people learning at the same time. So now we need to move into our blessing today, and I hope that you'll take everything that I mentioned about this new webinar into the blessing, because It is the being you are that attracts the blessings of God, the blessings of the Holy Spirit, and that Yeshua came to be among us and to be with you to give you the courage to be the love that you are. As he said, you will never get to heaven through the deeds you do, only by the love that you are. And you're going to find out the secret to what he meant in that. But right now, in this blessing, you will be able to be the recipient to that secret. And thank you for being here. Thank you for receiving. Because as you become all that you are, everyone is blessed. And the whole world is lifted up. So be blessed, be honored, be healed, and be fulfilled. Okay, that's what I meant to do. We're going to go unmute right now so we have a clear, clean blessing signal. And I would ask any blessing givers who are ready to join me in this to please do so wherever two or more convey the blessings of Christ. We are confirmed in our love and in his presence with us. Dear Yeshua, we ask that you not only be with us, but allow us to see that we are with you. That not only is God in our heart, but we are in the heart of God. For in our true being, that is where we rest eternally. Help us to see that in this, we attract the blessings of the Holy Spirit, all the rich blessings of the earth, the eternal blessings of God, and your eternal love with us, being with us, allowing us to know who we are in the highest sense of all that we can be. Thank you for giving us courage to receive and the loving energy to heal, to be nourished, and to rise up from whatever limiting condition we may have been. Amen. Let us begin. your energetic blessing is complete. Now, I'd ask you to go and rest for 7 minutes at least. It's okay if you fall asleep. Just don't think. Don't try to think about what happened. Let your prayers fall into silence and receiving. God bless you. God be with you always. And know that you're very, very loved. Bye-bye.